This is the weekly Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, featuring our CEO, Ezra Shenkin.
As Jews living in the modern world, we are conscious of the rhythms of both the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar, and the influence they have on our lives as individuals and as a community. Today, there are important connections to be made to both. It is February 1st, which means that today starts Jewish Disabilities Awareness and Inclusion Month, the mission of which is to build awareness in Jewish communities and increase community engagement. JDAM is an important opportunity to celebrate our commitment to removing barriers, celebrating diversity, and connecting with our Jewish values. Just a few months ago, Pamela Schuller, an internationally respected disability and mental health advocate and professional stand-up comedian, presented at Fed Talks. She left us with three ways every community can be more inclusive. Check out her video online on our Facebook page or at www.jewishvancouver.com. It's a great reminder to keep saying yes and throughout the year and throughout our lives. Before we get to the Jewish calendar connection, we want to take a look back at two things that happened last week. Last Friday, Rachel and I were honored to host the new Consul General of Germany, Dr. Klaus Schmidt, and his wife Mary Louise, at our home for Shabbat dinner. We were joined by a number of volunteer leaders from our federation and our advocacy partner, the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. We are grateful to the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs for creating this opportunity for us to share our traditions and to practice Haknasat Orchim, welcoming guests. The Schmidts have a strong connection to Canada and fondly remember living in Ottawa in the 1990s. Their youngest child was actually born there. Please welcome them back if your path crosses them. The next night was our hugely successful Birthright Israel mega event, which celebrated 18 years of the program that sends young Jewish people to Israel for free. Held at the JCC, it was a chance for past Birthright Israel participants to reconnect and for potential participants to meet those who've already experienced this life-changing opportunity and were eager to share their insights. Just as importantly, it was a great dance party for an excited crowd of 350 young people. Many had evidently come to see the winner of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, Israel's iconoclastic solo act, Netta Barzilai. The night kicked off with a riveting drumming session by local musicians, followed by an electrifying performance by Netta. Local DJ Krista kept the crowd dancing until midnight. Outside the dance hall, in the lobby of the JCC, tables of organizations and sponsors provided participants with information about programs in Canada and Israel that will further their Jewish connection in both countries. You can check out the photos on our Facebook page. We are proud to have made Birthright Israel experiences possible for nearly 2,700 local young adults since 2000. Thanks to your gifts to the Federation's annual campaign, we were able to do this. Registration for the summer trips is open. Go to our website to get more information. Looking to the Jewish calendar, this week we read Parshat Mishpatim, part of which outlines the laws around lending money. Each year at this time, we devote a portion of our Shabbat message to the Hebrew Free Loan Association, which was founded on the mitzvah of Gemilut Chasadim, deeds of loving kindness that anticipate no reward. HFLA supports a wide range of Jewish people, from children with special needs to struggling entrepreneurs and seniors in need of dental care, and its funds come from caring individuals who live amongst us. The organization engages in an annual outreach campaign to advise the community of their services. This year, in addition to speaking at many of the synagogues in the community, they have produced a 2-minute video that you can find on our website. HFLA makes a big difference in the lives of many in our community, and we are pleased to share it with you today. Parshat Mishpatim outlines not only obligations of one individual to another, but our responsibility to the community. The themes we touched on today, inclusion, tradition, outreach, Israel connections, and knowing both how to help and where to seek help, all relate to the individual actions that strengthen community. For as Rabbi Jonathan Sacks once wrote, community is society with a human face, the place where we know we're not alone. Shabbat Shalom.
You've been listening to the Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver. To support the work we do to strengthen the quality of Jewish life locally, in Israel, and around the world, visit jewishvancouver.com.